driven in. Armstrong looks at second base in the 0-1. Down and away, it's one ball and one strike. Inning began with a single from Jackson Churiel. A four-hit night for Jackson. An intentional walk, one batter later to Contreras. 1-1, that is a little low with a fastball. It's two balls and one strike. Adames just struck out. Now Sanchez trying to deliver with a clutch two-out hit. He's been good in this spot over the course of this year. 2-1 is low. Three balls and one strike. Trevor McGill has joined Devin Williams getting loose in that bullpen. That would be in case Gary Sanchez engages the launch sequence here. 3-1. Popped up foul and out of play first base side. And the count is full. It's 3-2. Feels like every Brewers hitter has been in a full count over the last couple of innings. Gary taps the plate with his bat. And now he'll call timeout. Collects himself for a brief moment. Now ready to resume. Armstrong looking in. He's set at the belt and the pitch. And a called third strike on Sanchez. Sanchez thought it was low. He is arguing with home plate umpire Brian Walsh. But he strikes out and the inning is over. Brewers had an opportunity to grow that lead, but strand a pair. We go to the bottom of the ninth. Devin Williams coming on. A 6-4 Brewers lead on the Brewers Radio Network. Presented by American Family Insurance.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local family-owned award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in Southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together let's drive.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
We bring the excitement to you from wherever the Milwaukee Brewers are playing on WRCE FM 107.7 AM 1450 in Richland Center.
Radio Network.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
With Josh Maurer and Kent Sommerfeld, Lane Grindle with you from Busch Stadium in St. Louis. 6-4 Brewers. Bottom of the ninth inning, Devin Williams is on. And Wilson Contreras, the batter, swing and a miss on a high fastball, and it's 0-1. Williams looking for a Fleet Farm save. Find savings on everything you need in one stop. Ninth appearance of the year for Devin. Here's the 0-1 pitch to Contreras. Missed outside, it's 1-1. Williams a little walk off the back of the mound. He worked a scoreless inning last night, threw 17 pitches, gave up two hits and an intentional walk. 1-1. Popped him up. Foul and out of play behind home plate. It's 1-2. Contreras 1-for-4. He singled back in the first inning. Devin looking in. And the 1-2 pitch. Nearly hit him. It did. Change up. And it hit Contreras. And the leadoff man is aboard for St. Louis. So it gets the tying run to the plate right out of the gate. So Contreras aboard. And now it will be Jose Fermin. Fermin took over at second base after Lucan Baker hit the home run in a pinch hit spot for Brendan Donovan. And the first pitch from Williams caught the inside corner with a changeup. That was a generous call. Devin will take it. It's 0-1. And Devin wants a new baseball. He'll throw that one out of play. And Brian Walsh gives Contreras a new one to throw out to Williams. Fermin, just a 130 hitter. Devin kicks the leg and the pitch. Missed down and away with a changeup. One ball and one strike. Brewers looking for their seventh consecutive victory here tonight. It would be their eighth in a row in St. Louis, dating back to last September. They've already won the season series. 1-1. Lined into right. That's going to get down in front of Frelick. Should be extra bases for Fermin. Contreras going to be held at third. Fermin into second with a double. And the Cardinals are set up here in the bottom of the ninth inning. They've got the tying run in scoring position and the winning run coming to the plate, and it's Nolan Arenado. Now what do you do if you're the Brewers? You have first base open. But you got a righty up there in Arenado. Do you want to try and set up a potential double play? I don't know that you want to put the winning run on base. And it looks like the Brewers are going to pitch to Arenado here. With Lars Nootbaar in the on-deck circle. We got Contreras at third, Fermin at second. Devin brings home the first pitch, and that nearly hit Arenado. He just got out of the way of that changeup. And it's 1-0. Having a little difficulty commanding the changeup so far for Devin. He walked a high wire last night and got out of it. Can he do it again for a second consecutive night? 1-0 pitch. That's in there for a strike on a changeup, and it's 1-1. Devin last night had the bases loaded with one out, then got back-to-back strikeouts to get out of it. 1-1 pitch. Ground ball foul up the third baseline. It's 1-2.
I think the good thing for Devin tonight, he's got a two-run lead to work with as opposed to just the one run yesterday, so you don't care about the man at third right now.
That's right. Trevor McGill is getting loose in the Brewers' bullpen. One-two pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Arenado went after a changeup down in the dirt. And a huge ortho ASAP strikeout for Devin Williams. And now the Brewers in the exact same situation they were in last night when they intentionally walked Nootbaar to get to Goldschmidt. What will they do tonight? They may pitch to him tonight. And that is the case. First pitch to Nootbaar is high with a fastball. It's 1-0. Pat Murphy said after the game, he said, I never thought I would walk somebody to get to Goldschmidt. It worked out, but I'm not sure I would ever do it again. Something just didn't feel right about that, even in spite of Goldschmidt's struggles. 1-0 pitch. And that changeup missed low. It's two balls and no strikes. Devin looks back at second base. Here's the 2-0 pitch. And that is hit foul off the end of the bat behind home plate. It's 2-1. And the other thing about all of that is the calculus is different because it's a two-run lead and not a one-run lead. So that certainly factors into everything, too. Two balls and one strike, the count here. Devin kicks, delivers, and he missed up and away with a fastball. It's 3-1. Newt Barr tonight, 1-for-4, had a single back in the fourth. Williams 3-1 pitch, swing and a miss. Chased an elevated fastball at 94, and the count is full. It's 3-2. Brewers and Cardinals have played quite a baseball game here tonight. Brewers trying to hold on. 3-2. And that one missed. Pat Murphy barking out of the dugout. It missed a little bit low. And Newt Barr earns the walk, and the bases are loaded for Goldschmidt. Probably got that one right, but it's just been a little bit inconsistent at times tonight, especially with that pitch at the bottom of the zone. So now the bases are loaded for Goldschmidt. Williams brings home the first pitch. Swing and a miss. Went after a changeup. It's 0-1. Goldschmidt a definite double play candidate if he could hit one on the ground. Chance to turn two and get out of here. A one pitch. Down in the dirt. Good. Stopped by Contreras. That was the airbender again. It's 1-1. Devin, after throwing 17 pitches last night, has thrown 19 tonight. And now we'll have a pinch runner. Victor Scott II is going to run at first base. He is the winning run, so that makes sense for St. Louis. Because Scott has some definite speed. One ball and one strike on Goldschmidt. One out. Bases loaded. Williams looks back at second. Brings home the pitch. And chopped foul at the plate. And it's 1-2. You've got Carpenter in the on-deck circle. Devin has had to earn all the saves he's been able to collect so far this year. And that is the case again here tonight. 1-2 pitch. Up and in, and nearly hit Goldschmidt. He got out of the way. Fastball at 94. It buzzed the tower. It's 2-2. Not sure that was a purpose pitch. I don't think he meant to miss like that. Here's the 2-2 pitch. And that one missed low with a changeup. And those are some tough takes from Newt Barr, the batter before, and now Goldschmidt. Nowhere to put him. It's 3 balls and 2 strikes. Big moment right here at Busch Stadium. Devin looks back at second. And the 3-2 pitch. And locked him up and got him with a changeup. Called third strike. Devin Williams, cold-blooded, gets the second out of the inning. And now the bases remain loaded for Matt Carpenter. What a pitch on 3-2 from Devin Williams. Ortho ASAP strikeout. And it comes down to this again for the second consecutive night. Bases loaded, two outs. Can Williams finish it off? Carpenter, 0-for-3 tonight. He homered in last night's game off the bench. Williams, first pitch, missed outside with a changeup. It's 1-0. the veteran, the longtime St. Louis Cardinal, Matt Carpenter. Devins 1-0. And that missed outside. It's 2 balls and 0 strikes. So he has fallen behind a Carpenter here. Again, the tying run is at second base. The winning run is at first base. It's a 6-4 Brewers lead in the ninth. Williams 2-0 pitch. And that missed high. And it goes to 3-0 on Carpenter. Pat Murphy asking Brian Walsh, where was that? Might have been a touch high, a touch outside. It's a close pitch. Now 3-0 on Carpenter. Williams brings home the pitch. And missed down and in. He walked him. So now the tying run 90 feet away. Winning run in scoring position. And a bases loaded walk to Carpenter on 4 pitches. And it's a 6-5 ball game, and it'll be Williams versus Tommy Pham. Pat Murphy communicating with Devin Williams from the dugout. Devin's at 27 pitches. As he steps off and takes a look at third base, where Fermin is. First pitch to Pham. It's down and away. It's 1-0. You've got major speed at second base, too, with Scott. Keep that in mind. That is the tying run. I should say that is the winning run at second base. Devin looks back at second. The pitch missed outside. It's 2 balls and 0 strikes. Devin having a hard time finding that strike zone right now. He's walked 2 in the inning. He's hit a batter. And he gave up a double to Fermin. Pitch. And he missed up and away. It's 3 balls and 0 strikes on Tommy Pham. You've got Trevor McGill getting loose in the bullpen. This is probably it for Devin. He's at 30 pitches. Brewers either win this game here or Williams out of the game. 3-0 missed inside. He walked him. We were tied at 6. Another bases loaded walk, back-to-back bases loaded walks. And the Cardinals have the bases still loaded. And Pat Murphy on his way out of the dugout, with Trevor McGill getting loose in the bullpen, and Pat Murphy staring in at Brian Walsh as he makes his stroll out to the mound. Pat Murphy now takes the ball from Devin Williams. And Trevor McGill's coming into this game. It's a U.S. Cellular call to the bullpen. Tied at 6. Bottom of the ninth inning. Bases loaded. 2 outs for St. Louis on the Brewers Radio Network. Presented by American Family Insurance.
Usinger's has been making America's finest sausage for over 140 years. Flash frozen and vacuum packed, Usinger's fresh brats are styrofoam free and will stay for 6 months in your freezer. And because there's no air in the package, there's no need for chemical preservatives. Usinger's fresh brats are the freshest and most additive-free you will find. Enjoy some this summer with all of our other great Link products. Our VacPack sausage seals in flavor and leaves out chemicals. Remember, if it's got the elf on the label, you've got quality on the table.
Your business is a part of you. It's made from your DNA. Your blood, your sweat, your tears. From a gleam in your eye, you gave it what it needed to grow. Into the pride and joy it has become. You wouldn't dream of letting anything bad happen to it. So you lavish it with love and wrap it in the cozy warmth of the silver lining. Pamper your business with a policy from West Bend. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Members of Leuna are the most diverse trade in Wisconsin's construction industry, partnering with over 900 contractors to meet the demand for a skilled, safe, and productive workforce. Their union members construct roads, bridges, buildings, sewer and water lines, and energy infrastructure. Feel the power of a career as a member of the Wisconsin Laborers District Council, where you will earn great union wages, health care, and a pension. Learn why you are worth so much more by visiting LiunaWisconsin.org. LiunaWisconsin.org.
Six to six ball game here, bottom of the ninth inning. Pat Murphy's been ejected. Pat Murphy, after he welcomed Trevor McGill into this game, started walking back towards the dugout, looking in at Brian Walsh. And I think Pat Murphy was pretty much resigned to the fact that he was going to get ejected. He had been barking for a while at Brian Walsh, and Brian Walsh very quick to ask him to leave this game. So now Chad Fairchild is chatting with Pat Murphy. Ricky Weeks is there as well. And Chad Fairchild's letting Pat Murphy, to Chad Fairchild's credit, he's letting him vent a little bit right now and get his thoughts in. Now Pat Murphy barking at Brian Walsh a little bit more because Brian Walsh just really didn't even want to talk to him. He tossed him and essentially walked away from him. So Pat Murphy has been ejected. We've had a U.S. Cellular call to the bullpen. They're proud to support the Brewers. When the game is on, notifications go off. Enjoy the game with your crew. U.S. Cellular, built for us. So Pat Murphy will exit this game, and the bases loaded, two outs, bottom of the ninth inning, and Mason Wynn is the batter that Trevor McGill will face here. No margin for error for Trevor. 36th appearance, his first outing back from the injured list. First pitch to Wynn is a little high with a fastball. It's 1-0. Wynn has had a good night. He's 3-for-5. And now Brian Walsh out from behind home plate, holding up play. He's waiting for, I suppose, the Brewers dugout to clear out in terms of Pat Murphy, but I didn't see him down in there. Now we're ready to resume. Here's the 1-0 from McGill. Swing and a foul back into the net, and it's 1-1. Brewers won an extra inning game here in St. Louis earlier this year. They're hoping for that opportunity here tonight. Something's going to give with this at bat. 1-1 to Wynn. Chopper towards second. Big hop for Terang. Fields throws to first in time. And to the 10th inning we go in St. Louis. This game couldn't end any other way. We've had quite a game here in St. Louis tonight. Tied at 6 as we go to the 10th on the Brewers Radio Network. Presented by American Family Insurance. What's on tap? Brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee, too. Tastes like Miller time. The Brewers and U.S. Cellular are celebrating the outstanding educators in our community with the Grand Slam Teacher of the Month Award. Visit brewers.com/teacher to learn more and nominate an educator today. Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
Lots of insurance companies make promises about how much you can save if you switch over to them. Well, here's our promise. With the West Bend policy, you can save everything. Every memory. Every detail. Everything you've worked so hard for. Once it comes time to actually make a claim, a cheap insurance policy can really cost you. Why not protect everything that matters with a policy from West Bend? Because the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
With the enhanced engine performance and fuel economy of newly reformulated TriClean gas from Citgo, you're good to go. But good to go where? Exotic bird shopping?
Pick me.
To your Tuesday night bowling league?
Woo! That's a turkey, turkeys!
Good to go try your luck at bingo.
G32.
Bingo!
Good to go to a lumberjack competition.
I'm gonna move my car.
New top-tier TriClean gas from Citgo. The most advanced fuel we've ever made. Now you're good to go.
Tied at six. Nine innings was not enough tonight in St. Louis. We go to the 10th inning. Ryan Helsley will take over on the mound for St. Louis. Eric Haas will run for Gary Sanchez here. And back in on the mic, here's Josh Maurer.
Okay, thank you very much, Lane. What a ball game. Helsley is going to face the 7, 8, and 9 hitters in the Brewers' order, starting with Rhys Hoskins. And as you said, Lane, Gary Sanchez, who was supposed to be the automatic runner, Eric Haas, the only man left on the bench, is going to run for him. He will be the fifth player to occupy the number 6 spot on the lineup card tonight. How about that? So Haas at second, and the pitch missed outside from the National League saves leader, Ryan Helsley. Hoskins has walked the last 3 times he's batted. Helsley's a flamethrower, the 1-0. Chopped foul to the backstop. 1-1. Ryan Helsley this season, 4-4 in 51 outings with 38 saves. A 2.61 earned run average for St. Louis. The pitch, swing and a miss. 99 mile an hour elevated fastball, and Rhys couldn't catch up. He's behind 1-2. This is the spot where the situation says you got to do anything you can to hit the ball to the right side. Get that runner to third base. Frelick on deck, 1-2. Strike 3 called, right at the knees. 100 miles an hour from Helsley, and Hoskins is rung up. Big first out. Then now here comes Sal Frelick to take his turn against Ryan Helsley. He's the 7th Cardinal to pitch tonight. Sean Armstrong retired, the only man he faced to end the 9th. Haas at second to pitch, swinging a line drive to short on a hop. It's going to be played by Mason Wynn. Runner takes off for third, and Wynn is content to let him go there. He'll throw out Frelick at first. There are 2 outs. That was what the Brewers were hoping for from the previous batter. But a ground out on one hop to short. Wynn was positioned up the middle, and that's exactly where Frelick hit the baseball. And so with 2 out, and perhaps the game in the balance, in a 6-6 tie, here comes Joey Ortiz, who's driven in 3 runs tonight. Go-ahead run is 90 feet away. Helsley's pitch, high and away, ball 1. The last 3 times he's batted, Ortiz has hit a deep sac fly. Drawn a walk and lined a go-ahead 2-run double off the left center field fence. That was back in the 8th. 1-0. Taken for a strike with a slider. Knee-buckling pitch, 1-1. In the bottom of the 10th inning, the Cardinals have 2, 3, and 4 in their order due. 1-1. Big swing and a miss. 99 miles an hour, elevated heat. Ortiz couldn't catch up, and now Helsley is a strike away from going 1-2-3 in the 10th. Ortiz tries to battle the 1-2, swing and a miss. Breaking ball in the dirt, he struck him out. And that ends the inning. Helsley just dominant and overpowering, and puts his team in a position to win the game. We go to the bottom of the 10th. Trevor McGill, who had faced just the 1 batter to end the 9th, he's going back to the mound for the Brewers. He'll have to strand the runner to keep the game going. We're tied at 6 on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Derek Jeter for American Family Insurance.
Life's better when you're under the American Family Insurance roof, because they'll help protect your family's dreams. Whether it's a kid like me aiming for the big leagues, future rocket scientist,
we have lift off,
or a budding prima ballerina, you can count on an American Family Insurance agent to help you dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
At Blaine's Farm and Fleet, we can get you the farm supplies you need because we get you. Right now, it's our summer farm sale, which means unbeatable prices on trusted brands. Like $90 off DeWalt 6-foot welded storage racks, 3-ton Laren garage floor jacks, only $174.99, and performance tool automotive grease guns and specialty tools, 20% off. Plus, we've been working with our brand partners to get prices down. So shop our new, lower everyday prices throughout the store at Blaine's Farm and Fleet.
Carbless, a proud partner of the Milwaukee Brewers.
Premium, ready-to-drink cocktails made right here in Wisconsin.
Zero carbs, zero sugar, zero gluten,
zero guilt.
And just 100 calories a can. Carbless has flavors for every fan. Fruit flavors like pineapple, lemon lime, black cherry, and more. And classic cocktail options like margarita, paloma, and Moscow Mule. Find Carbless at your local grocery store. Pick up a pack to enjoy while you watch Brewers baseball at home or while you tailgate before a game. Carbless.
Bliss is more.
More.
Trevor McGill is given the unenviable task of trying to strand Mason Wynn. He'll be the inherited automatic runner at second base to begin the bottom of the 10th inning. It's 6-6. Cardinals have Burleson, Wilson Contreras, and Jose Fermin due to try to get him home. If he scores, the game is over. Here's Alec Burleson. Corner infielders are pinched in, expecting a bunt. Before the first pitch to Burleson, McGill wheels and looks back towards second. Burleson did not indicate as if he was going to sacrifice. Now the first pitch. Flied into left field. Chorio going back and into the gap, reaches out and makes the catch. The runner tags. Headed for third. Throw is not in time. And Burleson got the job done. Good base running by Mason Wynn to get the winning run to within 90 feet of home plate. It was a well-struck baseball by Burleson. Now he hit it to left, which is a spot where sometimes a runner on second will not try to advance. However, Wynn, who has great speed, decided to take the gamble. And as Churio made the catch backtracking, he didn't have much of a chance to throw him out at third. So the winning run with one out is at third base. Brewers will not deal with Wilson Contreras. They intentionally walk him. Then you got Jose Fermin just back up to the major leagues today when they option Nolan Gorman. He has a chance to be the hero. 6-6 game, runners on the corners. McGill's first pitch to Fermin is down and away, ball one. Cardinals were down to their final out last inning, trailing by two, but Devin Williams uncharacteristically lost the strike zone. Walked two batters to tie it on eight pitches. The 1-0 to Fermin. High fastball. He takes it 100 miles an hour from Trevor, but it's 2-0. Now, Fermin was in the middle of that rally last inning. He was the second batter against Devin, and he hit an opposite field double. That was the only hit of the ninth. Now, Fermin tries to win it. Infield comes in. 2-0 pitch. In at the knees. Called a strike. 99 miles an hour, 2-1. Brewers don't care about the runner at first, Wilson Contreras. They care about Mason Wynn at third base. One out. The 2-1 pitch. Fermin took high and away, and it's 3-1. Trevor McGill has done this before, in fact, in an extra innings game in Minnesota right after the All-Star break. He stranded that automatic runner to keep the game going. The game the Brewers would ultimately win in 12. Tied at 6. 3-1 pitch coming. Fermin takes down and away, ball four. He has walked and the bases are loaded. Now Fermin is the guy they wanted to go after, but they couldn't. And now it's bases loaded for Nolan Arenado with Chris Hook, the pitching coach, out of the dugout to visit McGill. In a wild game, literally and figuratively. Brewers have walked eight times. How about the Cardinals have now walked five times in the last two innings, the ninth and the tenth. And a Pottawatomie sportsbook trip to the mound. Well, Arenado's coming up there. The discussion is going to be about how do you attack him and also how do you deal with the infield. And you wonder, Lane, do you play him back at double play depth? If Arenado hits a ground ball at somebody, you could try to turn two. That'd be a gamble because if you don't get him, then the game is over. So yeah, we'll see what they play it.
It's a really tough call. I think they'll keep him in.
And that's exactly what Ricky Weeks, the acting manager now with Pat Murphy ejected, and the rest of the staff, they elect to bring him in. All the way around on the infield. Arenado coming up. 2-for-4 with a walk tonight. The 8-time All-Star. Tie game at 6. The first pitch. Swing and a miss. Chased 99 up the ladder, and it's nothing and one. Arenado has year in and year out been a thorn in the side of the Brewers. Can they get him here? The 0-1 pitch. Flied into right field, slicing over into the corner. Game's over if it's fair, but it's not. It landed in the netting down the right field line, foul. And it's strike two on Arenado. Now McGill can pitch for the punch out. Three men are on. 6-6 game. McGill's 0-2 pitch. Very high, and Arenado did not chase. 100 miles an hour. 1-2. How about this for being thrown right back into the fire coming off of the injured list? McGill having to get out of a bases loaded jam to end the ninth and keep the game going. They're now trying to strand the automatic runner in the 10th. 1-2 on Arenado, the pitch. Drilled into deep left field. It is hooking. It's towards the line. Is it fair? It is fair. It's gone. It's a walk-off grand slam by Nolan Arenado. And the Cardinals score 6 over the final 2 innings. They walk off the Brewers 10-6 the final tonight. They were down to a final out in the ninth against the great Devin Williams. But the two walks were the biggest part of this comeback. And then in the bottom of the 10th against Trevor McGill. It went fly out, walk, walk, grand slam by Nolan Arenado. 10-6 St. Louis, so the winning streak for the Brewers ends at 6 games, their longest winning streak of the year. Tough one to swallow, but still, the Brewers in great shape if you look at the overall big picture. But man, Arenado just does it again to the Brewers lane. That was his 23rd career home run against Milwaukee, and it's a walk-off salami.
Milwaukee Brewers baseball has been brought to you by Sitco. Miller Lite, it's Miller time. Usinger's famous sausage. Usinger's in baseball, it's just not summer without them. American Family Insurance. Menards. Prevea Health. Construction Business Group. Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now. Delta Dental. Quick Trip. Fleet Farm. Woodman's Food Market. Pomp's Tire. West Bend Insurance. The Silver Lining. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Carbless, a premium ready-to-drink cocktail. Island Resort and Casino. Coakley Brothers and Brothers Interiors. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Pottawatomie Sportsbook. Cedar Crest Ice Cream. Wisconsin Biofuels. And the Wisconsin Laborers District Council. And Josh, the Brewers had a couple of leads in this one. Couldn't hold on to them. St. Louis ends up winning in 10, and the Brewers and Cardinals will play a rubber match tomorrow.
Yeah, Arenado with a walk-off grand slam and the winning runs in the bottom of the 10th against McGill. But you knew that once it left the bat, if it was fair, the game was over. So the question of whether or not it was a home run was somewhat irrelevant. It was fair, and the home run just a bonus for St. Louis in this 10-6 victory. Trevor McGill is charged with the loss. He's 0-3. Helsley did the great work in the top of the 10th to get the win. He went 1-2-3 with a couple of strikeouts, and that really made the difference. Helsley is 5-4 on the year.
Well, that's going to do it for our game broadcast tonight. We'll be back with you tomorrow with the On Deck Show built by Menards at 12:40. The game will follow at 1:15, the finale of this three-game series. Freddy Peralta on the mound for the crew. Miles Michaelis will go for St. Louis. Our producer and engineer has been Kent Sommerfeld. I'm Lane Griddle, inviting you to stay tuned. Josh Maurer has the Pottawatomie Sportsbook postgame show coming up. Again, the final in 10 innings, Cardinals 10 and the Brewers 6. This has been a presentation of the Brewers Radio Network.
Everybody knows, if it's summer season, it's festival season. And Pottawatomie has the winningest one, WinFest. you could make it an awesome August with a share of $500,000. Play with your rewards card for entries, hourly drawings every Thursday from 5 to 8 p.m. 25 grand in cash and prizes each drawing. It's the $500,000 win fest. Get in on the fun only at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel, Milwaukee. More info at paysbig.com. Must be 21 and a rewards member to play.
Loyalty, family. Few things are more important. This is WTMJ's Steve Scafidi. Yet another strong storm rolled through Oak Creek in South Milwaukee, causing actual damage at my house. Thankfully, I knew exactly what to do. I called my friends Jeff and Jake at Loyal Family Renovations, and Jeff came by to assess the damage. If your home has suffered storm damage, don't leave it up to the out-of-towners. Loyal Family is family-owned, and the loyalty belongs to their customers. Contact them today for a free damage inspection, and they'll help make your home remodeling dreams a reality. LoyalFamilyRenovations.com.
Enter Quick Trip's Around the Bases Contest, presented by Rural Route 1 Popcorn. Just stop by your neighborhood Quick Trip, purchase any Rural Route 1 Popcorn with Quick Rewards, and you're entered to win. If you're selected and the Brewers score in the first inning, you'll walk away with a $100 Quick Trip gift card. Compliments of Rural Route 1 Popcorn. Visit quicktrip.com/sweepstakes for more information. No purchase necessary. Quick Trip and Rural Route 1 Popcorn, proud partners of the Brewers Radio Network.
Truck drivers, don't miss out on the unmatched consistency of a Schneider driving job. With our industry-leading selection of driving options, you'll find a job with the freight, home time, and schedule you've been looking for. Plus, Schneider drivers operate state-of-the-art, well-maintained equipment and have access to award-winning benefits and a 24/7 support team. Don't wait. Find a job that offers the stability you need to fuel your career. Search jobs and apply today at SchneiderJobs.com. That's SchneiderJobs.com.
Walk-off grand slam home run. You don't see that very often, but that's what the Cardinals got in the bottom of the 10th inning from the great Nolan Arenado. And the Cardinals stunned the Brewers. They were down to their final out, trailing 6-4 in the bottom of the 9th. But they end up scoring 6 runs thereafter and win it 10-6. You're listening to the Pottawatomie Sportsbook post-game show. There's a new era of sports betting at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel, Milwaukee. Pottawatomie Sportsbook has dozens of self-service kiosks, a video wall, seating for over 200, restaurant, full bar, VIP deck, and more. Truly a sports fan's paradise. So the winning streak is over. It had reached 6 games, the longest in almost a full calendar year for the Brewers, and they thought they were about to get to 7, especially with Devin Williams on the mound up to. But everybody is human, and Devin just lost his command there with 2 out in the bottom of the 9th. Facing veterans Matt Carpenter and Tommy Pham, that's when the game, in my opinion, was lost. First, he walked Carpenter on 4 pitches, then he walked Pham on 4 pitches. 8 pitches, 2 bases loaded walks. And a win became a tie game, and then once it got into the 10th, the Brewers had to deal with the great Ryan Helsley. They couldn't touch him. And Trevor Megill gave up a couple of walks in front of the grand slam by Nolan Arenado. The Brewers came into the day with an 11.5 game lead in the division over the Chicago Cubs. The Cubs lose at home to Detroit 8-2. So that means that the Cardinals are back in second place with this victory. They are 11 games behind the Brewers in the Central Division standings after that loss by Chicago, a rare one of late. They had Jameson Taillon on the mound. And Texas beat Pittsburgh 1-0 on a walk-off hit this afternoon by Wyatt Langford, the rookie. That was a game that Paul Skeens, the great Pirates rookie pitcher, was skipped on his turn in the rotation in favor of Domingo Herman. You figure you might see more of that for Skeens coming down the stretch with the Pirates now essentially out of contention. 10-inning final score, St. Louis 10-6. The Brewers ended up with some pretty good work in the bullpen to get to the point where Williams could have gotten the save after Tobias Myers only went 4 innings tonight. They had 11 ortho ASAP strikeouts as a team. And then again, it was Williams and Megill at the back end that just couldn't seal the deal. Start healing faster with ortho ASAP. Meet with a specialist today. Learn more at orthowisconsin.com. More scores when we come back. You're listening to the Brewers Radio Network.
Dependable, quality, friendly, superior customer service. When you hear those, you think of Walsh's Ace Hardware. Walsh's Ace carries quality products like Craftsman, DeWalt, Milwaukee, Stanley, and Irwin. Have you checked the Ace Paint Studio? Amazing products from Benjamin Moore to Clark and Kensington. The Paint Studio has everything you need to make your home project turn out just perfect. Visit your local Walsh's Ace in Muscadet, Richland Center, and Ace of La Crosse.
From eco-friendly thermostats to energy-efficient lighting systems for your business, technology is making everything smarter. Good thing your Touchstone Energy Cooperative can help you make smarter work harder. Today, there are more ways than ever to make your world more energy efficient, and we can show you how. Take the next step to go electric and put the power of your co-op to work for you.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Whether it's on the farm, at the job site, or just the front lawn, Napa has the parts to get the job done. Hydraulic hoses, PTO drive shafts, even bucket teeth are just some of the parts that can be found at Napa. For smaller equipment like lawnmowers, snowblowers, or snowmobiles, we carry essential maintenance items such as belts, filters, and fluids. Stop in today at Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East Richland Center, and Highway 61 Boscobel.
Hi, my name is Brandy Anderson, Richland County Health Officer. 90% of adults with substance use disorders started before age 18. The brain continues to develop until 25, so early substance use dramatically increases risk for addiction. Support young people in your life to make one choice not to use any substances for their health and for their best sports performance. Let's make prevention a priority. Get tools and tips at the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County's website.
Spring, summer, and fall days and evenings are much more enjoyable when paired with Milwaukee Brewers baseball on WRCE AM 1450, FM 107.7.
Brewers losing 10 on a walk-off grand slam by Nolan Arenado. Arenado's first home run of the season against the Brewers in 8 games that he's played against them. The Cardinals beat the Brewers for just the second time all year. Milwaukee has still gone 7-2 against St. Louis. This also snapped the 7-game winning streak the Brewers had in this ballpark dating back to last September. For every Milwaukee home run, Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin donates $100 to Hunger Task Force Milwaukee. And so far this season, with 133 homers, OAW has donated $13,300 to Hunger Task Force. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin, there is a difference. Josh Mauer back with you. So the Brewers fall a game back behind the Phillies for the number 2 seed in the National League after the day. The Phillies came from behind to beat the Atlanta Braves 3-2. It was a game that the Braves held a 2-0 lead going into the sixth inning, but Philadelphia the final 3 runs. And they even that series at 1 win apiece, 3-2. Brewers coming into the day a game behind the Dodgers for the top spot. Looks like they're going to be 2 games at the end of the day. Dodgers trying to sweep the Mariners, and they're already ahead 5-1 in the bottom of the fifth inning behind their deadline pickup, Jack Flaherty. So potentially losing ground for those top 2 seeds. They know they lose ground on the Braves, and looking like the Dodgers in good shape to pick up another game on the Brewers here today. Time now for our home run distance recap. Brewers haven't hit a home run in this series. For the longest of the season was William Contreras back in April in Pittsburgh, a 448-foot shot. The home run distance brought to you by SVA, celebrating 50 years of serving people better by providing clients with measurable results. Cardinals score 6 runs over the final 2 innings, and they win it 10-6 in 10. We'll get you the recap on highlights coming up next on the Brewers Radio Network.
Planning a timber harvest is not always an easy or simple process. There are many things to consider. Meister Log & Lumber has helped landowners make decisions since 1936. Your trees are an asset to manage on land that's an asset needing the same careful management. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber today. Meister Log & Lumber will help you develop a vision for your timber assets. Call 608-434-4413.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Pappas Trading Post in Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission Bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5.
Can you believe the next heating season is just a few months away? Hi, this is Amanda from Meyer Oil & LP. With a busy summer season, don't forget to call and get your summer fill. Or if you're considering a new fuel provider, please call and talk with one of our friendly office staff at 608-524-3914. Call today and join the Meyer Oil & LP family.
We bring the excitement to you from wherever the Milwaukee Brewers are playing on WRCE FM 107.7 AM 1450 in Richland Center.
Nolan Arenado, the hero, 10-6. A grand slam wins the game in the bottom of the 10th for St. Louis. And they've split. These teams have the first two games of the series at Busch Stadium. Brewers pitching staff, they were due for a little bit of a rougher night, as good as everybody had been throwing it during the six-game winning streak that comes to an end. Pottawatomie Sportsbook presents the post-game show, new era of sports betting. Dozens of self-service kiosks, a video wall seating for over 200, restaurant, full bar, VIP deck, and more. It's truly a sports fan's paradise. Tonight's highlights presented by Prevea Health, led by passionate and accomplished doctors who always focus on you. In addition to world-class medical care, you can also expect a perfect dose of compassion, empathy, and kindness. Prevea Health, doctor-led, specializing in you. This was a game with base runners aplenty from the get-go. Kyle Gibson, 36-year-old veteran's third start of the year against the Brewers. Tobias Myers, the young rookie, he didn't have his best stuff tonight for the crew against St. Louis, but he battled. Game was scoreless into the bottom of the fourth, but finally Myers ran into a jam he could not escape. It was a double and a single by Nolan Arenado, and then Lars Nootbaar to begin it. Then with the bases loaded and one out, Tommy Pham got the first run across on a sac fly, and Mason Winn a two-out RBI single. It was 2-0 St. Louis into the fifth. Cardinals had a rare lead of late, but the Brewers scored the next four. In the fifth inning, it was a Joey Ortiz sac fly. Then in the sixth, Jackson Chourio. He led off with a triple, his second hit of the night. And then William Contreras batted with one out.
3-0 pitch. And a ground ball past Arenado and into left field for a base hit. Chourio trots home. Contreras turns first. He's on his way to second with an RBI double. We are tied at two.
3-0 hanging breaking ball. So a brand new game, and that's where we stood going into the seventh inning. And there were some command issues for Ryan Fernandez, the reliever. He walked two of the three he faced and was removed in place of JoJo Romero. Romero then gave up a bunt single to Bryce Terang. That loaded the bases. Again, Jackson Chourio came through. The 0-1 pitch. Line drive in the left field. Jackson's got a base hit. In from third, Hoskins right behind him. Joey Ortiz to the plate. No throw home. Chourio's got a two-run go-ahead single in the seventh. The Brewers lead it for the first time tonight. It's 4-2. But that would be short-lived because in the bottom of the seventh, Brian Hudson made a rare mistake. Pinch hitter Lucan Baker, first major league at bat of the year, hit a game-tying two-run homer, and it was 4-4 into the eighth. But then after Romero issued a leadoff walk, Andrew Kittredge came in, and four straight battles worked a full count. The batters battled to get a full count against Kittredge. Ended up with two on base and two outs, and a 3-2 pitch coming to Joey Ortiz.
The 3-2 to Ortiz, runners in motion, driven out to left center field. This is going to plug the gap and hit off the wall. One run is in, Hoskins around third, he will score. Joey Ortiz delivers with a two-run double, and the Brewers back on top 6-4 here in the eighth.
A three RBI night for Ortiz. He began the night as our guest on the On Deck show. It was a big game for Joey. And it looked like that would be the winning hit, especially when we got into the bottom of the ninth and Devin Williams was out there. But Devin, after having that
Really tough save yesterday. He just didn't have his command. You could tell when he hit Wilson Contreras to lead off that inning. Then there was a double by Jose Fermin. It was second and third, nobody out. You thought Devin could escape it. He had two strikeouts with a walk sandwiched in between. So his bases loaded, two out, leading 6-4. But then Devin threw eight straight pitches out of the strike zone, walking Matt Carpenter and Tommy Pham to tie the game. Trevor Megill got out of that to send us into the 10th, but those were really the two big batters of the game because the Brewers couldn't do anything in the top of the 10th against Ryan Helsley. And in the bottom of the 10th, Megill, after getting an out, walked to an Arenado. Hit a walk-off grand slam into the seats in left field. Nolan Arenado hitting his 23rd career home run against the Brewers. And a 10-6 win. Six runs in the final two innings for St. Louis. We'll get you ready for the rubber match of the series tomorrow afternoon. It's coming up fast. Tell you about the pitching matchup and go down on the farm next. You're listening to the Brewers Radio Network.
With football, volleyball, and cross-country seasons getting underway soon, a trip to the Shoebox is necessary. The Shoebox staff takes pride making sure all athletes get the support they need to compete at a high level. Choose from top-name brands such as Nike, Adidas, New Balance, Asics, and many more. At the Shoebox, you receive great service, proper size and fit, and the best price. The Shoebox opens 7 days a week, located in Black Earth, and online at theshoebox.com. Service like it ought to be.
Hi, this is Mark Jelenic at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. We understand the loss of a loved one is a complicated and stressful time for surviving family members. We pride ourselves on making final arrangements convenient and stress-free. Our services and memorial facilities have been designed with your family's comfort and convenience in mind. We are equipped to meet all of your requests, allowing you time to connect with family and friends while celebrating and reflecting on your loved one's life. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service's dedicated funeral directors and staff are here for you.
Bailey Paint and Decorating reminds you that the perfect color should be enjoyed for years to come. Extraordinarily durable Benjamin Moore paint and exterior stain ensure exactly that. Bailey Paint and Benjamin Moore know that getting the right product is the secret of success. Bailey Paint and Decorating ensures you have the right color and products and offers the best paint you can buy in Benjamin Moore paint products. Bailey Paint and Decorating, Court Street, downtown Richland Center, your Benjamin Moore headquarters.
It's more than living, it's living well. Now might be the right time to consider the advantages of assisted living. Schmidt Woodland Hills is offering all private rooms in their Westview assisted living community. We are fully staffed and prepared to care for your loved ones with the dignity and respect they deserve. When only the highest quality of care will do, remember Schmidt Woodland Hills. Call Westview manager Bobby Stoltz at 608-647-8931 with questions or for more information.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Jay.
10-6 St. Louis, so the team split the first two games of the series. Brewers will try to win all three series they've played against St. Louis this season tomorrow in a rubber match. We wrap up our Potawatomi Sportsbook postgame show with a look down on the farm. Minor League Report brought to you by Blaine's Farm and Fleet. From name brand hunting gear and supplies to canning jars, lids, and other essentials, fall harvest and hunting prep starts at Blaine's Farm and Fleet. The Brewers have had some great pitching performances at AAA Nashville recently, and they've got one of their great starting pitching prospects there. Logan Henderson tonight, unfortunately, didn't have his best stuff in a game against Jacksonville that the Sounds lost 5-0. Henderson took the loss in one of his early AAA starts, 4 runs in 3 2/3 innings. Craig Yoho, the name to know, cleaned up that fourth inning, got the final out for him tonight in that 5-0 defeat for Nashville. Well, we're back at it tomorrow at 12:40 in the afternoon. That's when the On Deck Show, built by Menards, begins. First pitch, 1:15. And Freddie Peralta goes up against veteran Miles Michaelis in a series rubber match. Brewers try to take 2 of 3. And continue to dominate the Cardinals this season. They want to put this one in the rearview mirror quickly. Until then, I'm Josh Maurer. For partner Lane Grindle and producer-engineer Ken Sommerfeld, once again, the final score in 10. Nolan Arenado, the hero, with a grand slam in a 10-6 Cardinals victory. This has been a presentation of the Brewers Radio Network. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
At Julie Karen State Farm, we're passionate about helping neighbors at all stages of life. The new driver, the new parent, the home buyer, the cycle riders, to the captains of boats. From your first job to the retiring couple ready to enjoy their golden years, important milestones, and life's unexpected events, we choose to care for the people with the need, not just the risks and needs. Our goal is to take the confusion out of finding the right coverage. Stop by our office in Richland Center. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
We bring the excitement to you from...
Not doing the thing that I wish I could have been doing.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.